I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Tak Nino. He is a veterinarian for Zoetis. Tak, always good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe.
Now, well, we've been talking to a lot of veterinarians about coccidiosis, but I want to talk to you specifically about coccidiosis in pullets. Traditionally, they've been vaccinated. Is vaccination still getting the job done?
Yes. Vaccination in pullets and specifically coccidiosis is still a very common thing in today's industry. As far as getting the job done, I think what we're starting to see, or what we have seen, is there's been some various variable results, some successful, some not so much. And I think that's just the nature of how coccidiosis vaccine works.
And in the world of pullets, what does that mean when you're not getting adequate coccidiosis protection?
So not getting adequate coccidiosis protection in pullets, whether that's breeders or layers, can ultimately mean a lot of things. What that means is because birds aren't protected against coccidiosis, they might get a challenge either early on or later on in the bird's life, ultimately leading to a ununiform body weight, affecting their things like body weight gain, and even things like mortality at its worst.
And then I would think that would trickle down to egg production as well at some point.
Yes, absolutely, because especially in breeder pullets, trying to get an uniform body weight is extremely important going into the layer house.
And are there specific Imeria organisms that are going to be a problem to pullets later in life?
Well, based on what I've seen out in the field so far, I know in broilers we tend to focus more on Imeria maxima, but what I'm starting to see is Imeria tenella seems to be one of the biggest challenges, especially in pullets, with specific concerns with mortality. And that's not to say there are other species of coccidia that can be challenging, such as Nicatrix and some of the cocci that will come in later on in a pullet's life.
So what's the solution? I mean, can you get out and field boost them with additional vaccine, or is there a medication, something you can put in the water? What's the way to get additional protection for these pullets?
So that's a good question. I think there's been a lot of experimental trials that's been going on, and some successful, some not so successful. I think what we are starting to see more and more is sort of this bioshuttle program where a company would vaccinate birds with a coccidiosis vaccine in the hatchery, and then later on in the bird's life, put a medicated feed additive with a coccidiostat to try to keep that under control on top of the immunity built from the vaccine.
And so again, for pullets, if you vaccinate them, when would you typically come in with the feed medication?
So I guess that's where it becomes more of an art form rather than science. There are various different companies that are experimenting with it. Some have gone in as early as the day of placement. Other companies have waited a few weeks until placing a medicated feed additive into the feed.
And how old would the birds be at that point?
It varies, sometimes a few weeks in age, sometimes as young as a week. So there is no right or wrong, but people have done quite a bit of experimentation on their own and figured out what's best for their operation.
Because it's a little dicey, isn't it? I mean, if you vaccinate with a live oocysts vaccine and then you come in with a medication, whether it be an ionophore or a non-ionophore anticoccidial, you're asking for trouble there, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's actually really interesting because it really goes against everything that we thought to be true with combining vaccine and a medicated feed additive. But what we're starting to see is even with putting a coccidiostat in the feed, the birds are still able to cycle the coccidia, and they are able to mount some degree of immunity, which seems to help later on in life.
So have you done any research with pullets and using a vaccine and followed by a medication?
So I've been working with some companies pretty closely to monitor their pullet coccidiosis program. And usually many of these companies are using a bioshuttle program like we just talked about. And what I'm doing with those guys is I am monitoring their fecal oocyst outputs on a weekly basis to make sure that, one, there's adequate cycling, And number two, to make sure that it doesn't go out of control where it basically causes a clinical issue with the flock.
And if the pullets have been vaccinated and you do want to use a medication, can you use any anti-coccidial, or does it have to be a certain type?
There are a few medicated feed additives that are available for use in pullets. A few are solanomycin and zoling. That seems to be the more common of the coccidial sets that people are using.
Where you've been conducting these trials, what sort of performance have you seen in the birds that were on BioShuttle versus the ones that might have just gotten the vaccine?
So the people that I've been working with have had a lot of success just controlling, getting the mortality under control. Usually what I tend to hear is an early mortality due to coccidiosis, and with some implementation of a BioShuttle program, they have been successful at getting that under control. And I know, I realize that that may not be the situation for all producers, but at least with the ones I've been working with, they seem to have done quite well.
I know in broiler programs, they say that if you want to avoid necrotic enteritis, get the coccidiosis under control. Would that hold true with pullets as well, or would you see fewer secondary infections if you do have coccidiosis properly controlled?
I certainly do think that could be an issue in pullets as well. But based on my limited experience I have so far, it seems like more of the mortality that's associated with coccidiosis has been due to Imeria tenella and not so much necrotic enteritis. But that's not to say that can become an issue.
Okay. Well, it's something that we need to keep a close eye on, and I'm assuming you're going to be doing some follow-up trials.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a subject that we're going to have to watch. We've been talking to Tak Nino. He is a veterinarian at Zoetis. And thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks, Joe.